Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's that time again. The clock has struck four, and it's time for Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud!
Live and Loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Yep. Back again.
Back again.
Sandwiched, you were. Your voice was sandwiched in between two stings.
Yeah, so you can cut it out, is it?
Give people an option whether they want to tune out.
Is that what you call it?
Mid-flow.
We sound a lot nicer today, didn't they? They played around with the settings on the equalizer. Sounds good.
I don't know. Actually. I don't know if they have, to be fair. Maybe it's just our actual voices. We haven't realised how good we sound up until now.
May I just say, you sound very good.
Yeah. It's a bit of illness setting on, mate. Yeah. Whenever I get ill, I get that Barry White vibe, and it's, you know, just smooth talking.
Did you get caught in the rain? Is that what it is?
No, do you know what? You can't do any midweek drinking, otherwise you're really susceptible to it. When the winter comes, literally, you're vulnerable.
You're running your own risks.
You are. I woke up with a bit of a lump in my throat this morning. I thought, what am I doing, Johnny? What are you doing? So, basically, I'm fighting against it. I'm on the Vit C tablets and everything. Just
to
stay alive.
It is. Oh,
yeah. You're not struggling at the moment for
I don't know, I'm fit as a fiddle, me. I mean, I got a little healthy lunch in front of me. Got a little pasta dish followed by some orange juice.
That's not healthy. You're making it sound to the listeners like you've just whipped up some pasta. That's a pasta pot meal deal.
Wait, pasta is pasta.
Followed by some orange juice. That's an Oasis drink. What are you talking about?
And some popcorn.
It's budget. It's not healthy.
Zero calories.
Popcorn, a pasta pot, on Oasis. And you're calling that healthy. I'd hate to see your other meal.
Hey, what are you eating then?
Well, I've got another meal deal, but I'm not bigging it up.
I mean, I can see a packet of McCoy's.
Not bigging it up, though.
And I'll tell you what, is that a Coca-Cola? Cherry-flavoured?
Yeah. Just a bit of sugar to give me energy. I'm under the weather.
And a bit of product placement as well at the top of the show.
There we go, yeah. Need to get some money somehow. Just a bit of sponsorship on board.
Indeed.
Johnny and Arnell, sponsored by Coke. So, there we go. Hello to everyone listening out
there.
Hi,
thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, this is Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud with me, Johnny Cochran. Johnny.
And me, Arnell Tomlinson.
It's fine.
No, I'm fine with it now. I've grown. It's grown on me.
Well, good. Yeah. Good. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk anything more about it. Fantastic. Perfect. Absolutely. That's fantastic. As long as no one minds.
You've got a set grin for that particular butter. I only ever see that grin when you...
I mean, it says a lot about my devilish kind of mentality that I even come up with that in the first place.
Indeed.
But, yeah, you know, we move forward and it doesn't bother you anymore, so that's perfect.
Yeah, it's fine.
There we go. Tell you what's bothering me, though, the weather's, it's just gone. It's gone down the pan, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I got rained on nastily over here. And I was just saying to these guys, like, basically it's getting to the stage where any day now, it's going to be the first day in the year where I'm going to have to crack my winter coat out and put it on.
No, I refuse. I hate that day.
It's like admitting defeat, isn't it? It's over. But it's coming. Mate, today I'm struggling. I've got a waterproof and a hoodie on just to try and...
And a...
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, it's freezing, mate. You can't roll around like this. You can't. I refuse.
You can see I got a little blazer jacket on. I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. Winter's not here yet.
It's just once you put that coat on, it's actually over, isn't it? You might as well be in the Arctic.
Might as well get your woolly hat out, your scarf, gloves, everything.
Get your Vicks out under the nose, trying to fight it off.
Do you remember the Vicks?
Oh, it's not gone away, mate.
I haven't used it since I was a kid.
You're missing out.
You should be sniffing, mate.
Yeah, we're basically having Vicks parties in this winter, definitely. Yeah, a bit of that, do you remember Tiger Balm as well?
Oh, for the lips.
Oh, I don't know, I've never put Tiger Balm on my lips, but what's Tiger Balm then? It's like, it's kind of like almost... Well, basically, it's you can get it from China, but it's like almost like deep heat. It will go into things and make it feel better. But you can use it even when you like. It just fixes you, basically.
Basically, some special chemical from China you put on your body.
Yeah, it's probably got like rhino horn in or something like that. I should probably not be admitting to that, but Tiger Balm, yeah. If people know what Tiger Balm is, get
and
in
the
touch.
Fact that you got to import it as well.
Yeah. Well, you can't get it from Sainsbury's.
70 tigers have had to die for that little pot. Yeah.
But it did my arm bruise.
We do want to hear from you. If you know what Tiger Balm is, do write into us. I know. What's the address they can
get? Well, guys, if you want to get in touch with us, it is johnnyandinell@foobarradio.com. Or you can tweet us at Johnny and Inell or Fubar Radio.
Perfect. We do want to hear from you because that's what we like to encourage that. Yeah.
We love hearing from
you.
Should
we tell them what we've got coming out on the show?
Oh, let's let them know.
Now, let's get realistic. This is going to be a great show. Okay. Because first up, we have What's Trending.
What's Trending? What's been guanin?
Yeah, where we talk about everything that's been happening and been talked about in the world of social media and news. And I've got a feeling, just got a sneaky feeling that this week there's been a couple of things that might have to get discussed.
Indeed. There's quite a few things that might be discussed.
There might be a couple of things, definitely.
Definitely.
I definitely have a devilish smile for that one. but after What's Trending, we also have
our infamous Lend an Ear section. Yes, where real people send in real problems and me and Johnny attempt to solve them the best we can. And you guys can also send in your problems if you haven't sent them in already. We will be reading out your problems and trying to solve them. Any predicaments you have, send them in.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't try to help, by the way. We do help.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
It's guaranteed.
Apologies.
It's like Ron Seal guarantee, that is. Just definitely does what it says on the tin. We help. So, thank you. Solved. Done. Over.
Stealing their
branding, yeah. And after that, we've got Blast from the Past.
Ooh!
Bang.
Nice.
So that is, if you don't know, it's basically where we take a buzzword and then we talk about the stories that makes us think about and the tunes, the songs that inspire that as well.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that. But what is the buzzword for today, Jenny?
This week, the buzzword is games.
Oh, games.
Yeah, games.
What do games mean to you? You can send in your buzzword stories as well. Games is the subject for today. You know the address, johnnyandinell@foobarradio.com.
Yep.
Oh, we've already got tweets coming in as well.
Oh, gosh.
But after that, we also got spoilers on screen.
Spoilers on screen.
Yeah. Oh, and Johnny last week was talking about the Channel 4 show Hunted, and I checked it out this week. Wow.
Yeah, it's wicked, mate.
Yes.
It's wicked. We'll be talking Hunted. I did watch X on the Beach this week as well. That's hilarious. And obviously, we'll be kind of bringing it up a bit earlier, but we might even talk a bit of Celeb Big Brother and Fear of the Walking Dead. Well, I mean, that show sounds...
There's no room for anything else, you know.
What? There is room for some stuff else.
No, I mean, we've got emails and tweets and all of that. No, there's nothing.
But there is, I know.
No.
There is room for some absolute bangers and thumpers that we are playing strictly from the FUBAR studio that have been inspired. Well, have been thought of by us. That's what's happening.
I love the fact that you were punching the air while you say, like,
bangers.
Thumpers.
Yeah. I might actually...
I need to get the camera out.
I might get that tattooed on my knuckles.
Bangers and thumper.
Bang, thump. Bang, thumper. But we have got some absolute banging tunes and that we've got for our listeners to enjoy. Do you know what? It might be time to crack one on.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Well, this tune, right, this is one that I actually love. I heard this when I was in America, but I've, you know, I love it since then.
Showing off that you've been going abroad.
Yeah, you know, once in a while. Bognoregious this year, though. Don't worry about that. this tune is called One Day They'll Know by Pretty Lights, and it's the Odessa remix. Here it comes.
Thank you.
That was pretty nice, eh?
That was a lovely tune. Was it called again?
That was called One Day They'll Know, the Odessa remix by Pretty Lights.
They'll know one day.
They will know one day. You heard it here first, guys.
Listening to Johnny and Inell live and loud, everyone.
Johnny and Inell on Fubar Radio.
Got a couple of tweets here.
Go on.
Oh, we got one from Queen Bean. Awesome. Queen Bean's tweeted in, Tiger Balm is lovely. You rub it on your temples and it gets rid of headaches. Stinks to high heaven, though.
Yeah.
And we got also another one from Carly as well. So, at school in Essex, we used to put Tiger Balm under our eyes and see how long we could stand a burn before wiping it off.
Yeah, perfect. That sounds dangerous, says a lot about Essex, doesn't it, eh?
That's all chemicals you put
in. Why don't you concentrate in school instead, eh? Sort it
instead
out.
Instead of burning your skin.
Exactly. That place is a mess, isn't it? It is. I'm pleased it got
out. That sounds like the stuff that Michael Jackson would have used.
I think there's a lot of things Michael Jackson used, to be honest. Some of them will not be talked about on air, that's for sure.
Ooh, let's move on.
Yeah. You brought up MJ, did you? Oh, good.
This early in the show.
Uncomfortable for everyone.
Oh, good.
Dear.
And tune out.
So, Inell,
hey.
It's time really to just crack straight on with, because I'm gagging for this. It's time to crack right on with our
What's Trending?
What's Trending?
Yeah.
We need a sting for that or something, don't we?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, where can we start? Because What's Trending is obviously where we talk about what's been trending in social media and what stories have got people talking this week.
Mm-hmm.
So where can we start this week?
I mean, something definitely happened on Sunday.
Yeah, there was something that's been going down.
And Monday morning was like popping off, but I can't remember what it was.
No, it's gone. But instead, why don't we talk about David Cameron.
Hey.
I mean, where else to start? What in the world is going on? So basically, if you've been on Mars this week, it came out this week in, well, we have to say allegedly. It's not allegedly, it happened. I'm going to go, it happened. There's photos, apparently, by Lord Ashcroft in a book that he said that our Prime Minister has basically put his penis inside a dead pig's mouth.
I tell you what, there's no better way to sell a book than that.
you can't
pay for promo like that.
No. I mean, it's outrageous. Our Prime Minister is doing
PR company's going to do better than that?
Literally, the PR company's going, we can't do anything extra.
Just let
that.
The book speak for itself.
It's done, mate. You sold it. You got your tagline there. But that's right, people. He's been shagging the gammon.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, David Cameron's idea of a saucy movie is Babe. Okay, I've got loads of these. He's been seen curb crawling around a farm. Okay. Yeah, still coming. He's pulled his fair share of pork. Thank you. He's contracted an STI, swine flu. He got a sew job. Now, that's for the smart
that's
people.
Nice,
out there.
That's
look,
nice.
People
I
are looking
like
puzzled.
No, I like
female
that.
Female pig.
Yeah.
A sow.
Yeah, I like that.
So,
yeah.
He's got a sow
clever.
Job. Thank
clever.
You. Just, I'm on a different level to some people.
Oh, was that page one of how many?
Yeah. No, at that point, I did actually, because I was going on forever. So, that is done. Okay. I got them out of the way. I was going to end on he got himself a sow job. So, I thought that was clever. So.
I do like it. Do you know what I find amazing? As when it happened and it all started popping off and everyone was posting on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that, the amount of pictures there seems to be of David Cameron with pigs.
I was like, hold on, how many times is absolutely.
There's literally
the
hundreds of pictures.
Yeah. The guy's got foam.
Yeah.
And the pigs always look worried in them pictures as well. Don't leave me alone with him. You don't know what happens when the door closes, when the pen shuts.
I love this one. It's just David Cameron holding a pig and the caption is this. Shh.
Yeah.
Shh now.
I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. He's been putting his penis where the apples go. You know what I mean? Apples go in dead pigs' mouths, not penises. He's got it all muddled up.
And this was all in aid of kind of initiation process, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who comes up with that sort of initiation?
Well, this... it's funny that you say that, I know. It really is. I mean, you can look at it in two ways, honestly. Like, people can think, we all done silly things when we were young, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've not ever put my penis in a farmyard animal's mouth, you know. In no animal's mouth, just to be clear. I've not just been discriminating against
put
the farmyards.
Put a disclaimer out there.
It's not like you can't leave me around lions and cheetahs, but you can around dog. No animals, okay, I don't do that. That's not our role. But, like, I know some mental people. Like, you know the people in school who have actually done things? Rumours go around and you're like, they're nuts, they could do it. I don't even know anyone who's done this. You know what I mean?
Even though I've met some nuts in my time, and I don't know any of them that would have even gone this far.
I know people who've put their junk in certain things. There was rumours about some geezer with a tap. Like, I don't know how that even works.
Oh,
but
dear. Well, did he turn it on as well?
Well, I don't know. He got stuck, apparently. But, like...
Oh, you got to turn it on if you get stuck.
Yeah. But, like, even then, even he would look at it and go... dead pig, not for me. I'm better than that. I'm better than that. Better than that, Dave.
You've got a reputation to protect.
Exactly. Oh, I don't want to be on Jeremy Kyle anytime
soon. That's one of those things. When you do something like that, that's something you know you'd have to live with for the rest of your life and it's going to come back and haunt you. 100%. You can't do something like that and think, oh, it's going to be forgotten.
Yeah, this is easily done. Easily forgotten.
People will forget next week.
Oh, it's just a bit of banter, a bit of pig banter.
Everybody's done it.
It's, yeah. Of course they have. I mean, we're just having a bit of a... What is it? So basically, it's an initiation into something called the Bullingdon Boys Club. I mean, basically, the Bullingdon Boys Club, it sounds like a disgusting little group anyway. To be, I mean, some of the other things that came out, you
pretty
know.
Certain that's where the term Bukkake came from.
From the Bullingdon group. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Wouldn't like to see the after effects of the other pigs. Pig's ass. dear.
It's just... You should see what Boris Johnson did to his.
But this is what gets me about it, right? So you can look at it and go, oh, it's a bit of banter young people had and stuff like that. You know, he's Prime Minister now, he's not doing it now. Well, you could say that, but the serious element to it for me is, first of all, I don't know anyone who's rolled like that. It seems like a very elitist kind of, you know, little initiation and kind of thing to do. The other things that were coming out make it even more obscene, that they do literally feel like they're a different breed of people to the rest of us. But genuinely, you know, this is the same bloke who is telling us a lot of the time that, you know, we don't want immigration because it's going to destroy the fabric of British life.
Yeah.
If British life to him is shagging pigs' heads, then, you know, we might as well invite him over, you know. We'd probably be better off with some new people around. Do you know what I mean? It's just mental. How can we take his word for anything, to be fair? I mean, as we talked about last week, Jeremy Corbyn's getting out of guard because he don't sing a song.
Yeah.
Prime Minister's getting kinky. can't be
one rule for him and another for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
He's broke Kermit and Miss Piggy up. Got loads of them.
That's definitely the reason why they stopped.
You know,
I see a little cartoon image of that where Miss Piggy's holding Kermit back.
Yeah, no.
Kermit's trying to get from.
Yeah, no.
Trying to go after Kermit.
Piggy's crying, and one of the other ones is going, "Leave it, Kermit." Yeah, no, it's brilliant. But yeah, no, and as I say, yeah, in that respect, I'm sure. I don't think if that's the fabric of British life, it's worth fighting for. Really, thanks to Dave. But the story doesn't completely end there anyway, right? Because in the midst of all the other allegations as well, is that our Prime Minister was also part of this Bullingdon Boys Club, was smoking weed, right? You know, so I personally, you know, I don't really care too much if he's smoking weed. I really don't care. But on the same note, like, I just made me think maybe that actually happened at the same time. Like, maybe he was there, you know. Just got stoned one night and got involved, you know?
I tell you what, if that's not a deterrent for anybody who's snuck in, I don't know what it is. Be careful, you'll end up like David Cameron.
Well, exactly, this is it. But the thing is I can actually imagine these guys sitting around smoking some kind of substance, basically, and then, you know, this is when it all kicked off, just something like this. Just a bit of Bob playing in the background. All of a sudden, one of them's just like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like, whoa. This Chiba is really strong there, David. It's really strong. Dave just sitting there like, I know, man. I'm starting to feel the love. Yeah. I'm even starting to feel the love for poor people out there. You all right there, Dave, are you? You all right? So, yeah, I'm even starting to feel the love for that pig's head that's sitting on the table.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, dear. It's really getting in there. Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, he's walking over.
David, what are you doing?
Yeah. Dave? David, what are you doing?
Dave?
Oh, God. Dave, put it away. Dave, put it away. Put it away. Oh, God. Oh, I think I'm tripping out. I think David is actually shagging a pig's head. Oh, no. What's in this weed? Having to cut the music and just being like, yeah, that was an absolute just out there kind of trip, you know what I mean? Because they would have literally been thinking, all right, we're absolutely off on one. Absolutely off on one. So I was just thinking that, I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't bash him for the kind of the weed smoking, because a lot of politicians have come out of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
to be fair, this is still a guy who has come out and he's setting like policies and stuff that the rest of the people live by, and they don't even roll like that.
I know
what I mean?
as I said, it's just one rule for them and another for everybody else. It's like they're literally in their boys' club. And literally anything goes. Literally.
Yeah, anything goes. No animals are safe. none are safe, to be fair. But yeah, so that's David Cameron, basically. That's what he's doing.
You know the funniest thing is, I bet this book was supposed to come out a long time ago. They were like, hold that book back. It's like, if you release this book now, during the election time, you're dead.
Yeah.
I don't care if you funded half of it. I don't care if you funded half the campaign. don't release the book.
Well, there's a lot of dodgy stuff that's went down, and that's come out as well. I just can't wait for the next stuff to be. His silence has been deafening on this stuff as well, hasn't it?
That's how you know that the pig thing isn't the worst of it.
No, exactly.
Oh, it's only the pig story.
Yeah, I'll keep it down whilst he hasn't released the rest. Yeah, David's day out at the farm.
The petting zoo, and his kids weren't along with him.
Oh dear. So yeah, that's what's been going down with our Prime Minister. So good stuff.
That's what was running our country, man. But the same thing happened with America with George Bush and stuff. And like, as the years went on, increasingly more and more dumb, and to the point where it was like, how the hell did this guy get into power in the first place?
Yeah. But even then. I can't say. I was going to say, even then, I'm sure George Bush hasn't done a pig, but I'm not going to finish
speak
that.
For it. Yeah.
I'm not going to make that comment.
I wouldn't want to put money down on that.
Absolutely not. Don't reckon the pig would be dead if George was involved, neither.
What else has been trending?
It could be slanderous, so I'm going to... I get my lawsuits taken out.
Well, is that agents at the door?
Exactly. Guys jumping off the ceiling, off the roof. Exactly. A smoke canister's just got off in here. Anyway, yeah, what else is trending? You know, I know there was another story that went down this week. The BBC ran a feature on, I've got to say this right, Gwevedokes. And basically, these are children that are born as girls and live as girls until the age of puberty, where they transform into males.
This messed me up, man. I read the article on your wall because you posted it. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is insane. I can't even comprehend that. Because going through school is tough enough.
Yeah.
imagine changing gender halfway through the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was nuts. I was struggling just getting some hairs under my armpit, starting to smell in the changing rooms and stuff like that. I'm like, whoa, there's a lot going on with me right now.
Hey, you know, feel sorry for these ones. Really? These girls are something different. Imagine them in the changing room. Suddenly, it's like, oh, got an erection.
Yeah.
How am I getting an erection? Well, I'm supposed to have one.
Are you kidding? They're literally standing around going, I wonder when my boobs are going to grow. Looking down going, what is that doing there?
I'm getting turned up.
No. That wasn't there last week.
That
oh
would be
my
so
God.
Dangerous trying to explain that to your boyfriend at the time.
Well, absolutely. Do you love me? Unconditionally.
Because I know you want to go to the next base, but do you love me?
Surprise! Different technique.
Now, why don't you turn round?
Wow. Woo. But no, I mean, I can't speak for these individuals as well. But, I mean, I must think that, you know, these girls obviously change into boys during puberty. Some of them probably must think, phew, at least I got out of there before the period started. I'm just saying that. No one's looking forward to them.
I didn't know where you was going with that, but...
No one wants them. I mean, like, whew. Oh, that was a close one. Close shave.
Say what, I'll take this penis anyway.
Exactly. Oh, God. I'm having to deal with a random every now and then. Who cares? You know what I mean? Better off without, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Didn't want to lower the tone, but I had to say it.
You did.
Someone had to say it.
You lowered it. But is there, I can... Because you know what? Because I've always sympathised with people that feel as if they're born one gender and then they feel as if they're another. And this is almost like a... This is firmly like, yeah, you definitely are a different gender.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, the thing is reading a bit about it, a lot of them, like, when they grow up, have said that they felt like boys anyway, but then they were dressed as girls, treated like girls. Mm. What's very interesting on level is that in this, like, because it's a small village in the Dominican Republic, and these girls or that grow up to be men, then they're not, like, kind of, sectioned out of society. They're not mocked or anything like that. They're accepted, and it's interesting, and it goes further to show how much kind of gender is a bit of a construct, you know. In terms of, because they're accepted and they go on to live lives. But could you imagine if that was happening, you know, in the West?
Like, I'll tell you what, they wouldn't survive in a city of London school.
Well, absolutely.
wouldn't survive.
Yeah. There'd be, I'm sure there'd be a few, like, jokes about Power Rangers made, it's morphing time, stuff like that, you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, no, I mean, in general, it's just interesting that this happens. Like,
I find it interesting that it happens in this village, in this particular village. Is it like a DNA thing?
It's a genetic kink that happens. It happens in three different places, but unfortunately, in other parts of the world, they're not treated as well or not accepted as well. Yeah. Like, they can go on to, you know, be quite, you know, kind of segregated from the rest of society, which is obviously a real shame. But yeah, it's encouraging to see that, you know, this village has been left alone and they don't, you know, outcast people, because people don't need to all the time. It's just when you're fed, you know, this propaganda and fed,
you're supposed to be that.
Exactly. Yeah. Then it causes more divisions and stuff in society. But there you go. But it is very interesting fact. And if people want to read more about it, they're called Guevedokes. Guevedokes. And there we go.
Well, thank you for the little insightful bit of knowledge there, Johnny. Always bring a little education to the show.
Yeah, you know, that's basically what I do, to be fair.
I want to know what you were talking about. The world's greatest.
Didn't need to do it twice.
I was just wondering what you were searching for when you found to find that.
No, mate, it popped up. It was trending.
It popped up on your searches.
It was trending. Oh, yeah. So, what else has been trending, I know?
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, Celebrity Big Brother kicked off. I tried to find the footage and it cuts. Just as the glass gets grabbed, it cuts.
Oh, that's the whole point. That's what happened when it went on air. Yeah. Literally, because I actually watched I've watched Celeb Big Brother this year for a while, and I've seen this fact. So basically, in case you don't know, people, Celebrity Big Brother's a bit on the side, which is the kind of parallel side show.
Ryland kind of hosts.
Yeah, Ryland hosts it. And when people get evicted, they go on that show. So ex-housemate Farrah Abraham, who's like a reality star in America and has done a few other unsavoury things. she basically was on the show with a housemate from years ago on Normal Big Brother, Aisling Horgan-Wallace, and actress Vicky Michelle. Mm. And basically, Aisling has called her out. She's just having a go. And Farrah on the show on Big Brother has been crazy this year. She's been kicking off. She's calling people out. I remember Bobby Davro at one point literally went... He went to her, "No amount of lip gloss can hide the ugliness that is inside you."
Oh, look at that. Big quotes.
That's from Bobby. If Bobby Davro's saying that to you, you've got problems.
Don't you cry me about my life choices, Bobby.
Exactly. Well, she called him out because he'd apparently been having an affair with his best mate's wife.
Oh, God.
And she called him out on it, and then he was like, and he didn't like it. So if Bobby's having a go at you, he's taking a pop, then, yeah, you got troubles. So basically, yeah, Aisling has called her out and said, "Look, the show's over now, so why don't you get on a plane and F off? No one wants you here, no one likes you." And at that point, Aisling
called her like an old hag and all that. Yeah. Oh, God.
And Aisling picks a glass up and then it just goes to a still of like the Big Brother eye. Mm. And then it comes back after like 10 minutes and Ryan goes, "Sorry about that, guys. We've had to go off air because something's kicked off and we won't have a panel anymore." So basically what's happened is there's a fight that's kicked off. Mm. But actress Vicky Michelle, who used to play a part in Allo Allo, do you remember that programme?
Oh, yes.
She was.
Oh, is that what she was in?
Yeah, she was lovely as well. And basically, Farrah has glassed her in the back of the head.
Smash! Take that.
Exactly.
Somebody better call 999.
No question about that. Yeah, Vicky Michelle's been glassed. Farrah off Big Brother. Ryland's jumping in, but no one's pressing charges from him. But that is why I love CBB. The moment when a reality star can glass an ex-actress from, you know, Britain's loved best comedy or whatever, that is what Celebrity Big Brother's all about.
Oh, that's amazing. You know what? I'm so glad that people, like, when they were... Because it was obviously live, but they got, like, a transmission error of, like, a couple seconds beforehand. The fact that if they didn't press that button in time... That all of that stuff just would have went out on air. And it would have been nasty.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. And to be fair, Ryland has been commended for the way that he dealt with it. dealt with the thing.
I'm calm like, down, ladies. Calm down.
To be fair, he's from Essex. What? So girls have had a fight and some bird's been glassed. He's like, this is every week. Down Weatherspoons. I'm used to it. Come on. It's every night for Ireland. He don't mind. So, yeah. That's
typical night out in Southend.
So, I know that is what has been trending this week.
There's a lot trended this week, man. Gosh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And at that point, I have to say, I know.
Oh.
We've had some emails here.
Uh-oh.
Right, question, INL.
Oh.
Early big question for you two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've even got a thing for that, haven't we?
The big question.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've got a little sting. Coke or Pepsi? Love the show, Sarah in London.
Thanks, Sarah. I can't really taste the difference. I can't taste the difference. Unless I had one can and another can, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Mine is without a shadow of a doubt Coke, except no imitations. Pepsi sounds like tastes like a watered down version. I think it's minging.
like that Tesco brand stuff.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
19p.
I know, it's so weird though. Like, basically, Coke is just a drink of sugar. So how can you get a knockoff version of a drink of sugar? Like, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Just a little less sugar.
Yeah. Your sugar tastes different. definitely Coke for me though. And do you know when you go to bars and stuff and they're like, I'll have a JD and Coke. We've only got Pepsi.
I'm sorry.
Pepsi,
is that right?
Oh no.
Yeah, who does that?
No.
Who does that? I'll have a JD and Coke. Is Pepsi fine? No, it's not. Okay, now I'm leaving.
I didn't ask for a JD and Pepsi.
Has anyone heard of a JD and Pepsi before? No, I haven't. You know, they don't even tell you with the vodka Red Bulls. That's just, you're getting all sorts of nonsense, blue kicks in there and stuff like that. So, definitely Coke from me. I don't think you care too much, do you?
I can't taste the difference, I'll be honest, Sarah. Sorry.
Decent. Okay, hope that answers that question. Email. Do you think that Ed Miliband had a problem eating that bacon sandwich because he couldn't get the image of David Hamrong out of his head, Claire in Ipswich?
Do you know what? It puts a whole new spin on that whole incident now, because people were like, everyone, like, it all blew up when Miliband was trying to eat the sandwich. Like, oh, look at him. And then now you think, well, maybe if he knew.
Yeah.
He'd have a problem every time.
He just knew where it had come from. Mm. Exactly. That weren't mayonnaise.
Oh.
Look. I think we might have to go to a little break.
I don't know why people are laughing at that. Just a genuine point I pointed out. So, something rude there or anything? Question. Hi, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
If you woke up as a girl one day, and it was only for one day, one day you would be a woman, what is the first thing you'd do, Harriet in Southampton?
I'd go lingerie shopping, purely because I would be able to.
Really?
It's one thing guys can't do.
Yeah. I'd probably go to the swimming baths.
Yeah.
Just have a little walk around in them changing rooms.
I was just about to say, think about this before you say it on air. But it don't matter.
just have a little walk around. Yep, I'm allowed in here, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Did you used to have to go into the ladies? Because I used
when
to have to go
kid.
When a little kid. Yeah, I had to go with my mum.
Yeah, but you weren't interested in them days.
No, you know, I was like, scared of women back then.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, how times change.
What a waste, isn't it? What a wasted opportunity. I don't care if you're five. Look around.
Let's be clear.
I was five.
Let's be clear. It's you who was five there before we start getting it.
Yeah. Let's go to that break. Yeah.
We interrupt this show for a legal message. At that point, Ina was referring to himself being the five-year-old.
Another one.
Question.
Yes.
What was your favourite TV programme to watch growing up? I used to love watching LOLO as well as Fawlty Towers, and that's from Gavin.
I was always a fan of Art Attack. I used to love that show. And Finders Keepers. Finders Keepers was wicked because I always wanted to go on that show, raid the house.
Yeah, no, I love them ones. But I mean, these are more like of the kind of evening family variety.
Oh, we're talking about family things.
I think I liked Red Dwarf and Bottom.
Red Dwarf. Yeah, Bottom.
Bottom was wicked.
I wasn't supposed to watch it, but I'd watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was
one of those shows where you're like, yeah, I can't really be watching this in front of the family.
Yeah, a little bit edgy. Not as edgy as our show's been today, but still.
I know, we've been starting off rude today.
Pushing the envelope.
Gosh. Cheeky.
Well, I know. I think it's time that we play a song.
Yes.
I really do. This next song you've picked, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, a bit of Jamiroquai. Because I was going through my old collection and I was like, oh, I used to love listening to Jamiroquai. He's got an amazing voice. And the tunes they used to put out was so soulful. And I was like, I love this stuff.
You did actually say he's as well. It's not, Jamiroquai is not him. It's the group.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, but it's not he's, it's them.
Oh, sorry, man.
Because, I flag it up because it's the same with Travis. You know, everyone goes, Travis, he's great. He's like, no, that's Fran Healy.
Yeah, no, it's the whole band, yeah.
Yeah. Because I watched an interview and the drummer was like, we get really upset, actually, when people keep referring to him as Jamiroquai. That's JK. We're all part of the same band.
He just wears a hat. We do the grunt work.
Exactly. We're all Jamiroquai, thank you. Cheers. So this song is called Every Day.
Yeah, I love this one.
Jamiroquai Every Day. Here it comes. I don't know if that was even playing there, I know.
Every day, yeah, it's a great track, that.
Yeah. This is now Jamiroquai Every Day. Enjoy, people. That was my bad. Thank you.
Listen to that bass.
Ooh. Very, very nice.
That's nice. I like that tune, man.
Yeah, sorry you missed the start of it, guys. First 10 seconds. That was just me just in a dreamland. I'd muted the song. So
not having that going out.
Exactly. This guy is
just...
get
JK tweeting in there.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, no, you won't. You'll get the drummer. Do you know how long I've had to live with that? Kind of neglect? Yeah. Perfect.
It's not the first time I've been muted.
Yeah, exactly. He gets all the press all the time. So, guys, you are listening to Johnny and Arnell, and we're live and loud.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on Fubar Radio.
Undercut yourself there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something different.
Just back it up. Just, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Felt a bit different, that.
Just imagine if... people must be jealous. Imagine if every time you get to make a statement, you get to back it up with a jingle. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
That's my backup.
Yeah.
Don't know his name, though.
Yeah. He just says that.
Don't know who he is.
If you were, like... You know, trying to smooth onto... I've said this before, but if you're trying to smooth onto a girl, and as you were doing it, you were like, no, seriously, I want to make love with you. And then that kicked in. You'd be like, bang, I'm controlling the world. And if you were, like, having a fight or something like that, and you're like, yeah, bruv, you know, stay out of my way. And then, oh, I haven't really got one for that. But,
you're on your own. You look around and there's no one there backing you.
Yeah, if you come with the wrong sound effect as well, it just wouldn't work as well. It's like, yeah, and that's why I get out of my face, bruv. Oh, sorry, mate. I'm loving it on fire. Yeah. All right, I'll go. No, I should go, yeah. So on now, we've done our What's Trending section.
We have, but now we're moving on.
We are.
To our famous or infamous Lend an Ear section.
Lend an Ear.
Yeah.
This is the part where our, well, people who listen to the show, friends of the show, because mm-hmm. we're all friends here, it's a big family.
Yep.
They write in with their problems and we solve them.
Yeah, a couple of people have already emailed us in, but if you want to email your last minute problems to us, we can help solve them. Johnny9L@fubarradio.com.
Yeah, got a few here already, but what are the ones we've already sourced?
Well, we've got quite a few here, so let's get cracking. Problem number one: I think people take advantage of my kind nature a bit too much, especially lately, and it's mainly close friends more than acquaintances as well. How do I stop people from treating me like a mug?
Oh, it's a short quite one short, today. Isn't it? Yeah. quite big, short and big at the same time.
How do you stop people from treating you like a mug? Like, do you know what it is? I've heard similar things, and I guess I'm guilty of doing it to other people as well. Like, I guess when you have a kind nature and you do nice things for nice people, it's lovely the first few times that you do it to them, and then they really appreciate it. And then after that, they take it for granted, and they kind of expect it. Mm. And then that's where you're in the danger zone.
Yeah, they did the classic phrase, you take a kindness as a weakness. Ooh. And then exploit it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a tough one, to be fair. I think realistically, the only way out of this is you have to take a stand at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a problem taking a stand, because it sounds like it might not be in your nature, watch some of those like old Ricky Lake reruns. Or some, some inspiration.
Get Ricky on your side in the audience.
Exactly. Just wait for someone to just request anything. It could be anything. Just like, could you pass me the ketchup? And just be like, oh, hell no.
You go get your own ketchup.
If you don't know, you better get to know. you can add B words on the end as well. But just watch some Ricky Lake for some inspiration. The problem with this is that often when people do have to take a stand out of this, they often take a stand with the wrong person.
Yeah. Well, do you know what it is? And it's a combination of a build-up of lots of different times it's happened. So to the person that you're having taking a stand on, it's a small matter.
Yeah.
Whereas to you, it's a massive deal because it's happened time and time and time and time
again.
Yeah,
cumulative, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's so picking and choosing your time to kind of stand
your target,
up.
Yourself, yeah, because... You get one person who just for the first time asked you to do something. Yeah. Look, I don't ask you for much. Could you just pass the ketchup?
Oh,
Do not talk to me like that. I'm sick of being taken advantage of.
You're ungrateful.
Yeah. Like, literally met you 2 minutes ago, please.
Yeah. Don't even know your name.
Yeah. You're just strutting out of there like, yeah, no one's taking advantage of me anymore.
I'm my own person. Yeah.
Ricky told me.
And Johnny. Yeah.
But yeah, no, that is the main thing though. They're going to have to take a stand, this person, aren't they?
You're going to have to take a stand, but pick and choose. And I say try and take the emotion out of it. And that would help when you're trying to bring it up. Because I guess these things, because you feel it a bit too much and you feel emotional that people are taking advantage of you, that's why you have the outbursts and stuff like that. And that's why you get angry about it. I guess try and take that emotion out of it. And then when you do kind of approach them, bring it on a nice level, even level. Say, I can't really do that for you anymore. I've been doing it for you numerous times. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, liberty taker. Just throw that on the end as well. Yeah. Liberty.
And then give him a little slap.
Yeah, just you're gonna have to slap someone. Yeah. It's time you accept that. Yeah, yeah. At some point, someone's gonna have to get slapped.
Bit slapped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see your sense.
There we go. So we've got our first problem out of the way. That's simple.
That's done. Right.
Okay.
Problem number.
You can thank us later.
Problem number two. I really want to get married, but my boyfriend hates the idea. We're in love, but he doesn't believe in marriage. When I bring it up, the idea, it always causes rows, so I tend to leave it nowadays. I doubt we'll ever get married if he has his way, and I will only ever get married if I leave him for someone else. As time goes on, I don't know whether my feelings for getting married are stronger than my love for him.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a lot of marriage in there. Marriage, marriage, marriage. Well,
that is deep. That last line is deep. That is deep.
But the,
I don't know whether my feelings for getting married are stronger than my love for him. Basically, I don't know whether I just want to get married and I can just get another guy. So,
Do you know what it is? I think it's because I've met a few people like this in my time where like marriage is like everything to them because they see it as extension of like the whole family thing, and family is like extremely important to them because they've had like a tight family unit and marriage has been like a huge part of that.
Mm.
And then for them to not have that, it feels as if they feel a little empty inside. Whereas someone like me, I'm not really, I don't really mind about marriage. It's not really a huge deal to me personally, and so I could kind of see a little bit of both sides there.
Yeah, I do get like where it comes from. I do get why they want to get married. It's just that ultimately, I think the idea that you're marrying someone because you want to be with them has been lost. Yeah. It's like all you want is just one big day. You know what I mean? Like, where did it actually stop being about loving someone so much that you want to spend your life with them rather than just going, yeah, I just want 100 of my best people around me, and I want to look pretty.
Yeah.
And I look.
Well, I think some people also see it as like a validity time kind of thing, where it's like, boom, we're that's it. It's official. We're confirmed.
Yeah.
We're together for life. Whereas I guess if when you hear someone say they don't want to get married, it feels as if, not quite ready to kind of go there.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean actually.
But so I guess there's like some people, it makes them feel, oh, maybe that person doesn't want me as much as I want them, sort of thing, because they're not willing to kind of go that step.
But the thing is I watch Don't Tell the Bride quite a lot. I'm not ashamed of my TV viewing, not at all.
Every week.
I don't mind, pretty regular viewing. But, like, you see some of these brides going absolutely nuts if their dress ain't right or, you know, the venue ain't right. And don't
Bridezillas.
But don't get me wrong, like, I can understand it to a certain extent, but at its core, surely you're getting married because you love that person and you want to stay with them. So the reality is like, that's what underpins it all. If some things, the elements you're adding ain't right, or potentially even if you don't get married, the main thing is that you two are together. I do understand it, but on the same note, if you properly love someone, then, you know, overall, that's what's fundamental. And if you don't, then that probably says more about the fact that you probably don't love them, and then in which case, exactly, you know, you're probably better off getting out of there anyway and just getting your marriage done.
I'd say, like, make a tiny compromise and, like, have, like, a tiny wedding and then spend all the money on the honeymoon. Have a really big honeymoon and go on holiday together and then just confirm it or whatever.
Well, the thing,
a small little ceremony.
The thing is, from her perspective, she might be thinking, well, if he's not willing to compromise, I really want to get married, and he's not willing to compromise, then it says to how much he maybe loves me as well.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's, you know,
it's just a tough one.
If you're indifferent about this guy, If you're just like, yeah, he could be the one, or if not, but I just want to get married, then you're better off just leaving him and get someone who's just going to marry her and just have your day.
That's what she's saying. I mean, if she does want to get married, she's going to have to do it to someone else.
Exactly. But but to be honest, like, why would you want to even marry anyone if you don't love him in the first place? Do you know what I mean? She's going to get divorced.
Do you know what? I think that's why that doubt is there. The fact that, like, because she says when she brings it up, it cools kind of rows and stuff. Because they're so indifferent about the concept of marriage that they're like polar opposites. And then once that kind of happens, that's when doubt kind of creeps in. Where it's like, oh, wait, hold up. Oh, it's actually the person I thought he was, he isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. Well, overall, I would say if you're doubting it that much, just call it a day, get out of there.
Because get out.
If all you want is your marriage, he's not going to give you one. Get out of there.
Break glass in case of emergency. Mm.
I always think that the kids are more of the issue for me. Like, yeah. Kids are like fundamentals. Like, if you want kids or don't want kids, that really, there is no other way around it.
Yeah.
But marriage, like, some of the things, I know it's a kind of confirmation for some people, but realistically, you get all the things with marriage without having a day half the time anyway. You just want a big day out is basically what you want. why don't you just
get I just want to have a nice little Facebook album of pictures
exactly.
I can show everyone.
Exactly. I need my day, thank you.
I want to get at least 100 likes.
So basically what we're saying is leave him if you don't love him. Get out of there. Eject a seat.
That's good.
What's the next one, Arnold?
All right, we've got that one. I have a genuine problem to solve. My cat, who we were given 6 weeks ago from my mate who found it under a bin, has got fleas. £60 later on treatment, including some shit house spray, and we still have a few fleas in the house. My husband is seriously losing his over it. What should I do? He's itching more than the cat. Please solve my problem, boys. Kiss.
Well, one thing I've learnt in my life is that if the pussy comes from under the bin, it probably comes with fleas. I don't know why people are laughing at that. It's just an observation.
Do you know what it is? It's an all-male studio today. So when it's
just an observation. Just, you know.
Pussy under the bin.
I'm just saying that if you'd asked me, I could have let you know that it's probably coming with fleas. Genuinely, I mean, we're half animal experts. We've done that show, didn't we? But in general, this is the only advice I could genuinely give is shave the pussy cat. Shave the pussy cat. That's it. Get rid of the fleas that way.
Yeah, I say get an exterminator in. Cleanse the house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big payment, and obviously, but it's better than your husband being a bit iffy with you the entire time and scratching himself away. That's not nice.
No.
Especially in your own home, man.
But the thing is if you shave that cat, like, that'll teach him a lesson, won't it? You know what I mean?
That'll teach you, eh?
And he just give him a skinhead. You know what I mean? And he won't want to go out. He'll be too embarrassed, too ashamed.
And won't get anyone pregnant.
Exactly. Yeah. Or maybe it is a girl cat and no boy cat's going near it going, oh, God, look, it looks like a Manx cat. Going nowhere near it.
Pussy's dirty.
No. Wouldn't want kittens with you, love. No, wouldn't have thought so. No, I'm holding out for something better. No way. Not like
you
that.
You look like the type of cat that doesn't want to commit.
Exactly. Grow some hair and then I'll commit. There you go. Same issues as the person
yeah,
before.
Same thing, dumper.
These cats won't commit. Well, there we go. Got your reasons. That's two ways of dealing with it, isn't it? You know, you could shave it or exterminate. I'd
get the exterminator. We're giving out so much advice.
I know. We're just banging it out.
We're just banging through them. We got any more?
Oh yeah, we got loads. This is why I'm getting through them a little bit quicker.
Let's do it.
We have our A&E section open.
A&E
now.
Section
those are the people who've
opened.
Who've written in. And we hopefully solved it. What are we saying out of that? Do you reckon you'll exterminate?
I'd get an exterminator in because don't them fleas lay eggs and all of that, and then they could just multiply again.
Yeah, but surely they have to be on the cat to keep the fleas alive.
But they said they got the cat defleed. But there's still fleas in the house.
No, but I think they've tried to deflee it, but it's still got some on him.
Because
I don't know if the people can prove me wrong on this, but if fleas just, like, live on your sofa and things like that, like, they wouldn't be able to live off of an animal for long, would they? I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe the ass is dirty.
Yeah,
they've got a dirty ass. Tidy up. Tidy up.
Yeah. Maybe your fella's just got lice as well. Have you thought about that?
Your man out.
Have you thought about that?
Shave your man.
Exactly.
Shave your man.
Exactly.
That's it. There we go.
Yeah.
We've got to the root of the problem. It's him. Yeah. It wasn't the cat after all.
Tell him to have a wash. Then there we go. The cat's just sitting there going, why is everyone blaming me? Look at the state of the girl.
Look at him, man.
I mean, I may have lived under a bin, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, but I've got some standards. So shave him or, pay the big money for the exterminator.
Exterminate, yeah.
Right. A&E time.
A&E.
Problem. Mm. Hey, Johnny and Inel.
Hi.
I have a problem that I need immediate help with.
Oh, gosh.
I have been speaking to a guy on the popular dating hookup app Grindr.
Yep.
We have been speaking for about 3 weeks and have arranged to meet up for a date this weekend. The problem is we had our first phone conversation a few nights ago and he has the most annoying voice ever. He sounds like Prince on helium.
Oh, gosh.
I want to cancel the date but don't know what to say. Please help, Frank.
Ooh, that's
Let's get realistic about it, right? I am familiar with Grindr. Like, I know people who've been on it and stuff like that. And from what I know of it, it is a pure hookup app, quite frankly. So realistically, if all you're going to do is hook up, just roll in and just be like, mate, can you just keep it quiet for a little while, okay?
Keep it stumped.
Exactly. Worst comes to worst. Get him, you know when them people, when their voice boxes go and they have to talk with them, get him one of them and just say, from now on, I want you to communicate with this alone. Be like, that's really good. You know, that kind of thing. But, like, I don't know why his voice matters.
Yeah, you know what? I always say see him in person because some people sound completely different over the phone. Because there's like a few people that's like, wow, their voice sounds great. And then in person, it's a bit like, it's not as great as I thought. Or it's the other way around. Like this guy could be completely annoying, but then in person, it might not be as grating on you.
Yeah, but most people put on their best voice on the phone, don't they? You know what I mean?
That's my phone voice.
Exactly. Hello, I'm absolutely, I'm really excited about working here. And this guy's best voice is, it's like, oh dear, dear. Things can only get better, as D-Ream say. So, but for me, to be fair, his name's Frank, and the other guy, well, he didn't say his name, but basically, to be honest, Frank, I've got to question your game, mate. If you've been at this guy for 3 weeks, most people get this stuff done in a night on Grindr.
Yeah, that's quite a long time, even for any kind of social hookup.
That's some really like long term dating on Grindr. 3 weeks.
I say stick to the messaging, forget the call in for now until you actually meet him, and then make the decision in person.
No, but I'd say if you want a serious thing, probably better off getting on a different dating website. And if you're on Grindr for just that, then...
Grind.
It shouldn't... get on that grind. Don't worry about his voice. Problem. Good afternoon. Get on the grind, Frank. Come on. Problem. Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
Need your help.
Okay.
I've been speaking to a girl I met on Tinder for over 2 months now. See, Tinder, Frank. Tinder. We FaceTimed and Skyped, and this week...
Whoa, did you say a couple months?
Yeah, for 2 months now. This
wow.
Guy, yeah.
You might want to, like, migrate over to WhatsApp or something.
People are, our listeners there are taking some serious, like, a serious, what's the word? Period of, like, trying to foster this to make it happen. Like,
I think they're really trying to find period. The right one, and they're just, like, really being careful.
Mate.
Super careful.
When I was hitting up Tinder, still am, if I'm talking to someone 2 months, that's done. He's dead.
You're done. You're dead to me. DTM.
if I ain't met in 2 weeks, he's all stick a fork in her. I don't know what's going on out there.
What's happened to the show?
It's just ended into anarchy. We FaceTimed and Skyped, and this week she asked me to go to meet her at a house party all the way in Bournemouth.
Oh, what?
I'm really keen to go and meet her, but my friends are warning me against it. What should I do? Nick, Will in London.
Well, Nick, Will.
Nick or Will, one of them.
Nick or Will, yeah. I say, if you got a car, go. Because then, if you need to just like make an emergency escape, you can just drive back home. If you're going down there by train and you're planning on staying there, then you need to think about this one carefully.
Yeah, but that's a stand. Yeah, but I mean, I just think do it. Don't drive, because then if you want to stay, then you ain't got the excuse. If you turn up and go, oh, I've missed the last train. What am I going to do? Would you see me out in the street? Would you?
You better put me
out. Yeah, exactly. I've come all this way.
Hey, well, my name isn't Nick Will.
looks awfully cold out there. No, I don't mind sleeping rough. Of course I don't. Yeah, absolutely.
What happened to this party, you said?
Yeah. Looked like a party.
So it got me where?
It's going to be a wake if I die out there. definitely go down. It's taken you 2 months. You've put too much work
into
it.
Even from me being a guy in the friend zone, I'd say that's a lot of time. 2 months on one person that you've never met. So go at it. What have you got to lose, man?
That is powerful stuff coming from. That's big.
he's
even I know's not having it. He's willing to build on a platonic friendship. He really is. Definitely get down there. Come on, Nick Will. Get down
come
there.
Come on, Nick Will.
Get to Bournemouth. Got to check these things
please,
out.
Please email us back and let us know. Or just tell us.
Absolutely. We've got to start getting through some of these things. Yeah. Right. Problem. Right. I have a fear of flying.
Ooh.
Do you know how I can stop this? From Scott Greengrass, age 17, from Norwich.
I had an ex-girlfriend who was terrible at flying. Her thing was she always had to hold someone's hand. And she'd usually get like a Carmex that worked quite well for her. And she'd put some on her lips and stuff like that. And it would cut. It would kind of soothe her mouth, but then it would just kind of soothe her whole kind of body and stuff. But she like really had to panic, and she'd like have sweaty palms and have to hold people's hand and just close her eyes. I say put some music on, headphone, and then just zone out. Like planes these days are pretty good, and if you got some decent headphones, turn it up loud, listen to some tunes, read a little magazine, you don't even realize you're taking off half the time.
Sorry, but I'm going back to the Carmex thing.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend used to rub Carmex in her lips, and it used to soothe her whole body.
No, well, because when you sit, the whole point of Carmex is to kind of calm you down. And,
right.
so, like, because it would soothe her lips, it would just kind of relax her in general.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I'm gonna
try it out, mate.
Yeah, well.
Bedroom techniques, is it for Johnny Cochran?
Try it.
What's this? Put it on your lips.
The show's already lost its standards today. Let's try and keep a little bit.
It's just Carmex.
A modicum of dignity, please. flying's not great. It's it's just one of them tough things, isn't it? You could try getting. Well, you're 17, and I am not going to suggest that a 17-year-old drinks alcohol before they get on. So I won't advise them to do that. or you could just be really get yourself really, really tired, so you just try to fall asleep. I don't even know if that would work. I'm not even sure, Scott. To be fair, I feel for you, mate. I feel for you. But, in fact, we're not going to admit defeat here. Well, let's give him some sage advice. He's a Carmex.
Headphones.
Get some Carmex. Get some headphones and Carmex. All right, then, there you go. and make sure you're tired.
No, hold a hand. That's always good, because it helps people calm down when you're kind of...
Whose hand was she holding, by the way? Is this why she's an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, probably. No, I think it was her like a mum's hand. She used to, when they used to go on like family holidays, hold her mum's hand and so.
Yeah.
That's what she told me.
Yeah. No. and a friend.
She broke up with me.
Yeah, I guess she did. I found a guy on a flight.
I saw your hand just hovering over that button for at least a minute.
Always ready. Problem. FIFA is out tomorrow and I haven't got the money for it. Payday seems too far away and I must make my mark on the leaderboards. What should I do? Liam from Kent.
Easy, Liam. I was thinking about this just the other day as well. They got an EA Access thing on Xbox One. If you sign up for that, it's like £10 a month. But then you could play all the EA kind of sports games like NBA and FIFA 16 as well.
Yeah.
Do that. Just cancel the monthly subscription.
Or you can get the free demos as well, because the free demos are out, aren't they?
Yeah.
I will be going for FIFA as well. I've decided FIFA over Pro Evo.
You decided?
Yeah.
Oh. We were only speaking about that yesterday. Well, you didn't even try them both out.
No, no, but I basically have a mate who I play football games with, and he's pretty much... When I say I've decided, he's the one buying it. I'll probably buy it.
You're just going to borrow it off him.
Yeah, pretty much. So, there you go. Well, I know, I think it's time. So that's basically it. To get the demo or EA Access, Liam. Hopefully that works for you. It's time we get a song on.
Yes,
right now,
yes,
we've spoken for quite some time. Do you know what? This is a song by a guy called Quabs.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like his voice. He's got an awesome voice. British guy. And this is of his new album. It's called Love and War. So enjoy. That was Quabs,
I
know.
I do like his voice, it's nice.
He's got an awesome voice, to be fair.
Where's he from?
He's British. Right. Yeah, he's quality. I saw him on Jules Holland one time, and yeah, just basically wicked. And then there's another slower song called Perfect Ruin he does, which is just beautiful as well. I haven't played that on this yet, but during winter, in those dark months, you'll probably hear that in the months to come.
I always like the old recommendations. I always write them down and check them out myself. Yeah. I suggest you guys do the same if you enjoy these tunes.
We've got Sweet in. We've got one from Sarah. It says, "Oh, boys, I have face ache. So funny. Hashtag pussy under the bin. Hashtag stick a fork in it. Hashtag mayonnaise. Hashtag shave your man."
A lot of hashtags in there. Nice, good stuff.
Just hashing it.
Awesome. We love hearing from you guys, so keep them coming in.
Yep, and if you got any more problems for us next week, then send them in to johnnyandinl@fubarradio.com and we will sort them out.
Now, Inel, just before we played Quabs, we were dealing with Liam from Kent's problem, which was how he could get his hands on FIFA. Right. Which kind of...
Payday's not around the corner for some.
Yeah, no, it's not. No. No. For some, it's never coming. So,
it's never
coming,
eh?
Never seems to be, does it?
I don't have.
I do it for FIFA. So, can work for anything, I've decided. Right, so basically, segues perfectly into our blast from the past.
Yes, where the buzzword this week is games. For those that just tuned in, Blast from the Past is where me and Johnny take a buzzword and we reminisce about that, what that word means to us. And we play a little track that will go along with it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the word is games, as you just mentioned there. Now, basically, last year... I used to be in a relationship, and it probably will go to explain somewhat why I'm not in one anymore with some of these stories. But I used to be big on my Xbox as well, quite big on it. Used to play loads of Xbox. And last year I got quite big into this game Destiny, which is like a kind of mashup between like Halo and Call of Duty. Basically, it's a shooter. But it's a big, all-expansive world as well. You build your character up and stuff like that. And there's an element of the game where you get to play online with people around the world doing these things called raids. Before I bore everyone who's not interested, it's basically you get to play with, you know, people from Arizona and stuff doing the same mission together. You're working towards the same goal. And basically, it just changed my life for a little while. I mean, I weren't doing too much anyway, but I was playing these raids. It got to the stage where it was like every night I was playing a raid. And I'm playing with all these people. And I got seriously quite into the gaming community. And I just loved and found it hilarious what I found once I got stuck in. So I'm playing these raids, right? And these raids like take like 3 hours to complete or whatever they might take. And as I'm going through it, like we're doing all these levels, fighting these bosses and stuff. And you got these Americans just going, "Hey guys, can we just go ahead and wait up here? Okay, just give me 2 seconds. I've just got to put my kid to bed." Like, literally. And then you just hear him going, "No, go to bed. Go to bed. Look, Daddy will be in a minute." Okay? And I'm just sitting there laughing my head off. All our characters are just sitting still waiting for this guy. But look, Daddy loves you too. Okay, Daddy loves you too. Will you go to bed already? Oh, God. And then coming back going, "I'm sorry about that, guys. They just don't listen anymore." There's other guys going, "Oh, my God, my wife's going to kill me." She's been having a go at me about how much time I've been spending on this. And, I mean, I was at this time when, I was living with my girlfriend, but with my ex-girlfriend. And literally, I wasn't doing much else that year. You know, this was way before Johnny and I now Live and Loud and Food Bar Radio.
Way before that,
yeah. Way before that. I mean, literally, my main achievement last year was becoming a level 30 warlock. it really was. That's about as good as it got for me, to be fair. And I've actually had to stop. I've had to put my Xbox away and not play it this year because I wasn't achieving enough in the real world. When your main achievements in life are, you know, gaining a new spaceship that you fly around in and a new warlock armor, you've got to prioritize different things. But the only other thing that, you know, on computer games that got me as well is And a lot of people out there will have this as well, because everyone knows it, particularly blokes. You either have Pro Evo or you have FIFA. Mm. And growing up, we were always on Pro Evo. And the thing is, in my house, in my like family home, we love to really get under people's skin. It's almost to the point where we like to crush people's spirit. I'd say we're a nice family, but we love giving needle to people. And I don't think most people have ever... I mean, I have been awarded the kind of mantle of being the first person that some of my mates had ever seen. When someone ran through on goal,
yeah,
they'd never seen someone take them out, like take a red card, straight down the back, whack, and just take a red card. I was so cynical I would do that. And
just,
people
just take the card and lose the player.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not letting you score.
Rather than concede.
Not letting you score. Take a red card, don't care. But basically... We used to do some things to get under people's skins, like my mates, to the point where they were kicking off and driving home because we've had computer pads thrown across the thing. And we used to have this little flower in our house, right? Mm. It's a little plastic plant, like toy flower. And you used to press a button and it used to go, dance to the music. And basically, we used to play like FIFA or Pro against our mates. And as soon as we'd score... We just make sure it goes quiet and get that flower out next to their ear. And people were like, play the game. I'm losing it.
And we amazing. It's like torture.
Absolutely. Without a shadow of doubt, it was torture. It was all about crushing their spirit more than it was about playing a game.
Play a game. Is that like something from Saw?
It weren't far off that, mate. It weren't far off that. We even had a little puppet that we used to go... We used to pull out. We'd bang a goal in, and then straight next to someone's head who's trying to play, and it'd just be like, "I scored a goal." I like scoring goals against you. It's easy, and people are literally just pressing start. Let's get on with it. Literally, I've had, as I say, pads have gone flying across the room. Best mates have said words that I won't say on air to me, and said, "I don't even like you. I'm done with you."
Our friendship is over.
In our house, we always like to have a cynical edge to games. I mean, honestly, the games are Monopoly. They make the worldwide recession look like a joke, to be fair. Like, genuine, the market freezes. People won't trade. They won't trade. They won't let you win. So
it does go to a long way to explain a lot how you play online. Because when I first started playing with video games, you're the most vocal person that I've ever played games with in my life.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to get your character out there, haven't you? Got to. I mean, but FIFA and Pro, it's all about it. It's all about getting under people's skin. That's the best thing about it for me. So, that is my stories of games. And the song that it makes me think of is actually by Foster the People, and it's called Call It What You Want. And this was a song from one of the great FIFA games. I can't remember. I think it might have been FIFA 13. Yeah, I think it was FIFA 13. And this song was a big track on that. So here it comes. This is Foster the People, Call It What You Want.
What you want.
So there we go. That was Foster the People. Call it what you want.
All right.
Yeah, I tried to convince you almost. It was actually good.
All right.
Okay. Sure it is. I like that song. It's FIFA related.
Yeah.
So there we go. Yeah, it's a bit of a banger.
Emails.
I mean, we've still got people who want to talk to us. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of them are games as well, so... Email. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What is the first console you owned? Mine was the classic PS1, Gary from London.
Oh, good choice, Gary.
Mine was the Atari 2600. Boom. Big wow. Console.
All right, mine was the NES, the first Nintendo. My mum got it for me, and we had, like, Super Mario Brothers 3, when you could get the raccoon tail and fly.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, it was mad. It
Big
was absolutely mind-blowing.
If you weren't playing that as a kid, then...
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Yeah. Well.
Outside playing by yourself.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Those were the years before you could entertain yourself with a pig's head. You know, just when you needed a console, really. But yeah, no, I had the NES. Those were days of Duck Hunt as well. Do you remember Duck Hunt? Things like that.
Yeah.
My mate had that. I used to love that.
Yeah, Duck Hunt, man. I'm going to talk a little bit about the NES as well in a second with my blast from the past.
Nice, okay.
But I did like it though.
Cool. Mm. All right, next email then. Games.
Games.
How do you deal with a player who has game rage? And that's from James.
You should take this one.
Well. I think, James, I've explained that I like to pour fuel onto the fire. I like to get these people wound up so they might even have to leave the house in a fit of rage. I love it. Listening to people break is one of the funniest things. And when you do it on the internet as well, and you got on your game chat, is absolutely hilarious. I remember one thing on Destiny. There was some guy kicking off, because he's like, I mean, the amount of people you get as snobs as well. Like, I told you I was a level 30 warlock that I got up to. Some people are like, oh, my God, who's letting a 29 in? Oh, God. It's Freddy's only, guys. Come on. Can somebody kick this 29 already? I just used to think, what am I doing?
But I used to, like, trash talking is like a part of gaming. It's always been a part. I always remember we used to start it when we used to play GoldenEye on the N64. And we'd always cuss. I remember there was a day where we got detention in science because for some reason we started talking about GoldenEye while doing our work. And he was like, no, I'm better than you. Like, GoldenEye. No, I'm better. Like, I can beat you on any gun, like any level, like any mode, like license to kill, I can get you. And it's like, no, I will. And then we were talking about it the entire science lesson, and we all just got detention because we're just all talking about who's the best.
How'd you do in your GCSEs in the end?
Not good.
Yeah. You achieved in what you wanted to, though. Yeah. You're great on games.
Did terrible in science.
Doesn't know what a Bunsen burner is, this guy.
A Bunsen what? I can tell you what a golden gun is.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Who's laughing now? I was number one.
So that's it, James. I like to pour fuel on the fire with gamer raids, get him even more angry, definitely. Yeah.
Trash talking's all a part of it.
It has to be done. What games are you looking forward to this Christmas? I can't decide between Fallout 4 or Tomb Raider 2. That's from a friend of the show, Oliver.
Oh, Ollie's here.
In the house.
Oh, Fallout does look really good, but it's those games are so massive. I don't even have the time to play them properly these days. Like it looks like an amazing game, and I want to get involved in it, but it's just I know I'm not going to have the time to put it as much time as I want to put in, and if I did, then a lot of things aren't going to get done.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
I haven't really played either of them games, to be fair. Tomb Raider I played in the early days, and I know it is good fun, but...
It's free at the minute. You need to download it.
Is it?
Well, yeah, that was the first one.
I played the original one, and that actually was one of the first games that actually scared me. When there was like at one point where lions were running out of me, and I literally was on edge. Halo was another one, which I loved Halo, but no. Basically, the biggest thing that I'm annoyed about that I can't play my Xbox is actually the new Destiny update. So there we go.
I was going to tell you about it coming out. I was like, don't get him back in.
Yeah.
No. It's his best he doesn't return.
He's doing well at the moment. Let him keep trying. He's got his life back on track, he has.
It's just about managed it. It was a stretch, but he's there.
But yeah, I think Tomb Raider 2 sounds like the best one out of that, Oliver. That would be my shout.
Yeah, Tomb Raider looks really good. I'd go with that as well. That looks a lot shorter than Fallout as well. And even though Fallout would probably be the better game, I don't have time.
Can't do it. It could be Destiny. Since you are now single, do you think you would find love with a level 15 dreg, Johnny?
You found yourself a female dreg?
A match made in heaven, I think so. Theo in London. Well, no, I was just saying in the break to Will in the gallery that, yes, I was spending a lot of time playing Destiny.
And yes, I did have a problem.
And yes, ultimately, my relationship has ended. But joke's on her. Let's see if she can find another level 30 warlock out there, okay? It's tough. It's tough dating Destiny characters. I'm better than a level 15 dreg. Anyway, yeah, I'm level 30, so there we go. What an hell. Blast from the past. Games.
I love the way you sounded so you convincing yourself while you say that. Yes. Try and find another level 30.
Well, if you want to know my true thoughts, mate, I get very sad.
I'm only kidding. Blast from the past. Games, yeah. I got into games quite late. I think I was like 6, and my older brother got like an Atari 2600, and then we used to play that like 2 players, and he used to love it. Like single joystick and a single button. It was like simple buttons and simple presses. Then the NES came out, and everyone in our school was getting it and going around each other's houses and playing it. And I was always so jealous that everyone else had like the Nintendo, and I was like, oh, I really want one, really want one. We both wanted one, and I remember there was one day my mum came back from Rumbelows. That's where she came from, and she got the Nintendo Entertainment System with Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles in a bundle.
It was a wicked game as well.
Boom! I was like, yeah. And I remember she came home and it was a massive box because the boxes for the video games back then were massive. and she put it down in the living room, and I remember I was one of those kids in those videos freaking out. That was me. Except we just didn't have a video camera to film it.
So. Yeah.
And me and my brother both freaking out. Yes! And then my brother's like, you can have the Atari now. And then my mum's like, no, you can't play the Nintendo until you tidy up the entire house. And you should have seen, because we were terrible at chores, but you should have seen us that day. You know when you hire someone to clean out a flat at the end of a tenancy? We did it to that standard. It was literally skirting boards getting done, grime on the window ledges, everything was pristine, like Hoover's coming out. Running around, dashing things in the bin, all these little old toys and stuff that were broke. It's like, no, I want to keep it. Those ones dashed it. Didn't even care. Like, I ain't gonna be playing with that toy no more.
We've got a Nintendo.
We've got a Nintendo now, fam.
Life ain't the same.
We tidied up the entire house. I remember we tidied the entire house, set it up, and then Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles was the hardest game to ever play.
Yeah,
and like we weren't disappointed. It was just the frustration that we like tidied the entire house and we couldn't get past like the second sewer. It was like, this game is hard, man.
Shouldn't have bothered tidying up the house now.
I know. I don't think we ever completed the game. I don't think we ever completed it. I remember there was always the underwater level where you have to defuse some bombs. And there's seaweed that electrocutes you if you touch the seaweed. So you're not allowed to touch the seaweed. And you've only got like four lives representing each of the turtles. And once that's it, game over. We've got to start all the way from the beginning of the game. And the tension that you're swimming through these waters. And it's like, why is it so difficult for turtles to swim? They're turtles. It's like, yeah. It was nuts.
The thing is when you nowadays, if you have a part of a game that you get stuck on, you can go on YouTube and find ways out. Yeah, Back in those days, it was like, no, that's it.
That's
it's
it.
Over.
You don't
right
know what
bin.
Happens. You have to ask someone. You have to ask someone at school.
I still don't know what happened in the Men in Black game. I've got massive issues with that.
Massive issues. You need to YouTube it.
There was one point where it was literally I had gone insane because there was one point where you had to jump on these stepping stones and I still to this day cannot get through it and I don't know what happens. I've wasted time of my life, chunks of my life. Over and over again, just getting to this point, jumping to my death. It was so weird, so weird. Unexplained.
The frustration was insane. The games are hard back then.
Yeah.
No save points. They didn't get no save points. Stuff like that. You used to get the long-ass passwords, though.
Yeah.
I remember you used to get these passwords, and you had to write them down properly. And like, even the caps as well. If it was a capital letter, and the zeros and O's would mess you up every time. Is that a zero or an O? And it's like, I don't know. There's like 30 different characters.
Try both.
And you'd have to input the whole thing again. Yeah. It's like, maybe that was a zero. It was insane, but games. I have great memories of it, man. I always tell the story of when everybody in our school used to have like a Super Mario or Sonic T-shirt and stuff, and I always wanted a Super Mario one. It was about the time where Super Mario Bros. 3 came out, the one with the raccoon tail, and I remember seeing all the T-shirts for that, and kids in our school used to wear them, and I was like, oh, I really want one. And my mum came back with one that Super Mario was black on it. I think that's the only reason why she bought it, because Super Mario was black. And I was like, it's not the right, it's not official. It's a whole different T-shirt, man. It is. It's a whole different T-shirt. It's like, it's Mario. It's like, it's a black man with mushrooms in his hand. That's a different T-shirt. You can't wear that in school. You can't.
Although, I have seen a black man called Mario before.
Yeah.
He actually sings this song. Oh, it's all starting to make sense now, isn't it?
That's my childhood. But it reminds me of... there's an artist called Triez. He's based in the deep south in America. And he always makes these awesome tunes that remind me of my childhood and stuff. Because a lot of them kind of use a kind of synthesized kind of sound. The same kind of synthesizers they used to use to make the music back in the day. So this one's called J Dilla Factory by Triez. So it's a great tune.
Here it comes. We'll be right back. bit Sonic-y, wasn't it?
Got that Sonic vibe.
Oh, yeah. Like that. So we've had another email.
Uh-oh.
It's got really computer gamesy, actually. Oliver, friend of the show, has emailed in again. Console Wars. We know Johnny is an Xbox lover. What about INL? What console do you prefer, PlayStation or Xbox? I'm a PlayStation fan and have had all the PS consoles.
Oh, sorry to let you down, Ollie. I'm an Xbox man. I used to have a PS1, and then I borrowed a PS2 from my brother. But then I've had all the Xboxes, Xbox, and then Xbox 360, and now Xbox One. Sorry, dude.
There we go.
Sorry, man.
Both Xboxes here. Cheat codes. Do you miss cheat codes? I remember that. I remember the code that allegedly got Lara Croft naked. Total myth. David and Cardiff. That sounds like a man who spent a long hours into the night trying to go.
You sure it's not a left button instead of a right button?
I'm missing a capitals here.
triangle, X, triangle.
I know it's possible. But yeah. No.
I knew there was the thing in Tomb Raider, you could lock the butler in the fridge. I remember that. You could. Because he followed you around the house in the like a tutorial level where you're running around a mansion. You could push him in the fridge and lock the door.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
And then come back and then the body was gone.
Yeah.
Where's the body, Lara? What you done with the old man?
There was always obviously the one Street Fighter. It was like left, back, or something like that as well. And you could do something.
They used to get away with so many crazy things. Like back in the day, the stories for games were so like ridiculous. Like nowadays, you get like movie type scripts for the games. But before then, do you remember Double Dragon? And it was just the two boys. Like the girlfriend gets kidnapped, and so they go down the street beating up all the guys to get the girlfriend back. Then they get to they beat up the last boss. Then they have to fight each other to get the girl. They realize they're both sleeping with the same girl.
On Streets of Rage?
No, in Double Dragon.
Both
sleeping with the same girl. And then they beat each other up at the end. And then whoever wins out of that gets the girl, and that's the game.
Nice. Nice.
They should have realized that from the start.
Yeah.
Who's that girl you're seeing?
Yeah. Jess.
Oh, I'm seeing a girl called Jess.
She's been kidnapped too.
Oh, right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that was a game for us. But they had us grips. They did.
They did, didn't they? You got all the way through it.
Got one more. Tomb Raider. I remember in Tomb Raider 1, the end of the game featured a section where you had to jump onto see-through blocks, so you had to go and buy the guidebook from Kelly's in London. Exactly.
Go get the guy.
That's how they get you, Kelly.
$10.99.
Exactly. The game's about £2, but the guidebook, oh, £50. Do you want to complete it? You tell me. Knowledge is power.
I tell you what, the guidebook's probably cost more nowadays. Exactly.
Well, no, game, yeah. You just get it online now, don't you? Just find out. Touch of a couple of keys. So I know we're now moving on to our spoilers on screen section.
Spoilers on screen.
Where we're going to talk a bit of TV. Okay, and we mentioned it earlier. There is a Wicked program at the moment. It's out called Hunted. Oh. It's on Channel 4.
So you hyped it up so much last week. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to watch this. I can't miss out on this. And
it's on tonight as well, by the way, at 10 p.m. But do check the other ones first, because you'll want to see it in order.
Wow.
So there's a guy called Ricky, right?
Ricky! Yeah. Ricky's doing a good job, you know. I'm like, go on, Ricky. He's just a little doctor. Yeah. Works in a small surgery. And then, yeah, he's just outrunning them. They're not going to catch me.
So the premise of it, if you're not aware of it, is basically it's a game show where they've set up like almost government services to track these people down, these contestants that have applied for the show. Mm. And the people for the show get a phone call of an hour going, we're coming for you, and then they have to run and try and get off the grid and not get found for a month. Mm-hmm. A few of the contestants are coming into, like, sticky water because they're contacting home. Because that's the thing, like, a lot of people, if they were trying to do this, would eventually get tripped up because they're ringing home because they miss their family.
Well, that's how a bunch of them have already been caught. A bunch of them, like, they were doing really well, and you could see the frustration on the authorities' face. Like, oh, we've lost trace of them. We haven't had a trace of them in at least 2 days. And then all of a sudden, they get homesick, and then they start ringing their girlfriends or their wives or their little sons and daughters. And then all of a sudden, we found them. They're in Glasgow. Let's go get them.
Yeah, and then they go. But this guy, Ricky, has gone into the wilderness in Scotland, and he's basically managed to evade the authorities up to now. And it's really, it's a great show, a great idea, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Do you reckon you'd be any good?
Do you know what? Because watching the show, I was thinking about what you said last week about going next door to your neighbours. Mm. But watching the show and seeing what they're doing and then what I would and wouldn't do, I think I'd be all right with being away for a month without contacting someone. I think I'd be all right with that. I don't think I'd be the type of person that would get too homesick and have to phone home.
I'd be fine. Yeah. I absolutely know I'd be fine.
You do it all the time
now.
Anyway, on the road, like gigging and stuff, like making TV programs. You disappear. I mean, obviously, you call back home and stuff like that, but sometimes you're so busy working that you don't even get the chance to do that.
No, but I've got a foolproof plan. Yeah. Right? Okay.
Oh, you got a plan?
Yeah, no, this is guaranteed. And if anyone wants to know, right, one of the issues is if you try and run away and avoid the authorities, even if you leave your phone at home and get a new burner phone, which everyone seems to do. They can check who's calling your partner's phone or your family's phones, and if there's a pay as you go phone, a new one, which they can find out, they think, right, this is a spooky number. If it calls a couple of times, they know it's you. Mm. Don't call. What you do? Move next door, get an Xbox Live account, start playing a bit of Destiny under a different account. Just talk to them online as your level 30 warlock. They'll never know. They ain't tracking that stuff. They ain't tracking it. You're a level 30 warlock. Hey,
he's
like
somewhere in the Dagobah system.
Exactly.
I just can't find him.
Who is this suspicious warlock who keeps hanging around?
Jesus ship.
I'll be there chatting to my wife. How you doing, babe? Yeah, that's good. And they'll just be like, there's just some geek who keeps hanging around online with her. Yeah, you know, big work.
And so even in a party with
exactly. Him. He's next door. He's next door playing Destiny. There you go. Game over. Sorry, authorities.
I don't know why they don't like. My thing would be. Because the contact thing is, I guess, the thing that will trip most people up. But I think writing letters and sending them home would be good enough. Because at least your loved ones know you're safe.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing is letting them know you're all right because you're away. I mean, obviously the selfish part is, oh, I need to speak to them because I'm feeling a bit lonely.
Yeah.
But for them, it's more, is he all right or is she all right because they're away. Just need to send some letters, let them know, and then at least you've got the peace of mind they know you're safe. And
the problem is, though, a couple of them have got, like, young kids and stuff like that, and that's difficult. Like, one of them's a mum to, like, a two-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know how she could do that. Just, like, an hour to go. You're going to pick your little one up from school? Fuck it.
Yeah. I don't care about it. Can't do it.
He'll only hold me back.
Leave him, he'll know.
But yeah, it makes
it's a good reason.
It makes you think if the state closed in on you, what you might do, to be honest.
After
today's show, we've got a few.
Tell you what,
absolutely. We've got to go, I know. We've got to go now.
I don't know. I want to know what you guys would do as well. If you've got any ideas, let us know. How you would evade.
You've got 10 minutes, so make sure it's quick.
Send it in sharpish.
The other thing I've been watching is X on the Beach, right? Mm. Now, I used to watch Love Island. Do you remember when I told you about that, Love Island?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Now, X on the Beach is like Love Island on steroids, basically. It's crazy. There's fights kicking off. There's all sorts. And they bring in, like...
It's definitely fights are going to kick off if your ex just turns up on the beach.
Well, there's just one ex a week that just rolls into town.
And they don't know whose ex is going to be?
No. And they get... three people laying out on the beach, and it could be any of their exes, like, and they'll change the person every. But some people have two exes coming in.
Oh, no.
Some people look like.
That's unfair.
Yeah, it's not.
That's unfair.
So they had, like, Kirk Norcross off The Only Way is Essex, and they had Vicky out of Geordie Shore on it, and Cammy, who's Kirk Norcross's ex fiance, who's was on Celeb Big Brother, she's kicking off. There's, like, basically, I mean, the language is outrageous. It really is outrageous. And there's all sorts of nonsense going on there. But, there's been some funny stuff. And Kirk had to leave last week, and that did make me laugh. It did make me laugh. He had a breakdown, basically. Because
he wasn't doing too well.
he's got a couple of exes in there. He just couldn't handle it.
That is a midlife crisis. If you have a breakdown after that, that's understandable.
Well, yeah.
It's like, fair play, mate. Fair play. You need to go to rehab.
I mean, the thing is what he was. His ex with Cammy, who he's they're having tough times, basically, having real tough times. But he kind of went out of Vicky for a little bit, and then she started pulling someone else, and he's kicked off, and he's already just brilliant. I mean, I hope people, the listeners, know that I like trashy TV. I've watched Celebrity.
I think they know. Yeah. Yeah.
when I'm not playing on my Xbox, I. If you're interested, girls out there, just write in, please. Jeez.
Please.
I haven't got much
particularly
time.
The ones that played yesterday.
Yeah.
we got a tweet in from Vicky. She's referring back to the video game. She says she used to have an Atari that had both Pong and Space Invaders. # older than dirt.
Wow.
So, she's probably the same age as me.
Absolutely. You could take that into the... Antiques Roadshow, couldn't you? Yeah, get a bit of money for that.
I think have you still got it, Vicky?
Decent.
Let us know.
And the other one was Fear of the Walking Dead. Did you watch that this week?
I didn't watch it this week.
I didn't. So you can spoil away because I was supposed to and I didn't.
To be honest, I'm not sure I like it anyway.
That's what I said after the first two episodes. I was like, I'm not too sure. I like the direction it's going in.
Yeah, it's starting
like,
to struggle
it's
for
too,
me.
It's too low budget. It's too low budget for a zombie flick.
Yeah.
Zombie flicks can't be low budget, man.
It's getting that way a little bit for me. I'm just a little bit like, you know what? Because I don't really care enough about any of them.
Because they can't do the craziness of The Walking Dead. They're relying on the drama between the characters instead. And I don't know. I prefer the drama of them out on a run, like having to make do, the threat of just they could die at any moment. Over the fact that, oh, there's something wrong.
Well, the army have got them now. The army have got them in a tight little compound, and they're basically bumping people off and stuff. I don't know. It's all right. The Walking Dead comes back in a couple of weeks, though, so the proper one.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what we're talking about. We've got a little email here. Hunted. Hey, Johnny Arnell. Ricky has the right idea. Go to the middle of nowhere and leave all your devices behind. And that's from Oliver. This is sounds like a man who's got his plans sorted.
Sounds like Ollie's done it before.
Yeah, exactly. sounds like Oliver's had to go off the grid a couple of times. Well, they've never caught me. The only emails I send are into this show. I'm in the wilderness now.
Try and trace this, I hear you.
There's the authorities going, we wouldn't have caught him if he didn't keep emailing in to Johnny and I know why I'm allowed.
On a weekly basis.
Hey. Hunted. Ooh. I'd steal my friend's identity. People say we look similar, so take his ID and I pretend to be him from Harry.
That'd be a good idea, you know.
It's decent.
Do the whole sister thing.
Yeah, in the meantime, his friend's getting absolutely done over. His mate's in Guantanamo Bay while Harry's going, I'm all right. I'm all right. Yeah, hey. Top. Nice. Yeah.
Should have kept his idea
exactly.
on
it. Top friend there, Harry. Nice one. Do you know what I know? I might fire to a little song because I've been desperate to get this song out for ages, okay? It's called All Cried Out. Blonde featuring Alex Newell.
Well, shall we play yourselves out then?
Well, no, we'll come back and we'll tally up. It won't last that long. Here it comes. This one is All Cried Out, Blonde featuring Alex Newell.
turn around. I leave my heartbreak in the dark hole of your bed with every tear I shed. 'Cause boy, I'm gonna cry out.
Absolutely loving that, to be fair. That's a little bit of a tune that I'm feeling right now.
Over you.
So, we've had an email. Hunted. Why has no one gone abroad in Hunted? Pee off to the south of France. They will never find you. Kelly from Hammersmith.
I think they're not allowed. As part of the rules, I think it says at the top of the show.
I don't just think that's the issue. Mm. Bearing in mind, I don't know if Kelly's fault that... They might be checking for your passports and going, as soon as they try to get out of the country, I mean, they ain't going to be allowed on the show anyway, but in general, if you go, the first place they scoop people up is at an airport where you go, yep, that's me. Okay, and they go...
as soon as you're trying to get on the plane, can you just wait over there in that queue?
You're in the fast queue, you are.
Yeah. Straight around the corner, into that little room.
Exactly. In there. What time will you be leaving? I wouldn't have thought you'd be leaving any time. Kelly, I don't think anyone's going to be going abroad. You're best off living in the wilderness, living off the land. Absolutely. Go feral for a bit.
Although, so one of the guys was saying on the show that he had a really good point about that. Sometimes, though, if you go to one of those small villages, people notice because they know everybody knows each other, and as soon as a new person comes in, they talk. So
yeah, go to some cities. Go to cities, definitely. Yeah, that's it. Don't contact home and go to a city. Or as I said, I've explained the plan. Move next door, get online, play some games, and you'll be all right. Get through the month.
And there's the show.
There you go.
It's been fun today.
There you go. That is out. That is the show. That's like Johnny and I know live and loud. We're going to be back next Thursday.
That's right. So stay tuned, locked in next week, guys. And thank you for listening as well. Today.
Yeah, but we're at Johnny and I know on Twitter, at Johnny I Cochran.
At I know.
If you want to contact us, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.